Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
When our Lord Jesus Christ was brought before Pontius Pilate, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not of this world." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." John 18, 36 and 37. You can almost see the snarl on Pilate's face as he asked our Lord, "What is truth?" John 18, 38. His arrogance would not allow him to stay long enough to hear Christ's answer. He quickly dismissed himself from the confrontation with Christ. Even though Pilate showed no genuine interest in truth, he was standing in the very presence of truth when he was speaking to our Lord Jesus Christ. The truth was not just an abstract idea. Jesus was and is the truth. On one occasion, our Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." John 14, 6. What a stupendous claim for anyone, especially from one who was born in Bethlehem and reared in the little obscure town of Nazareth. Yet Jesus showed from his words and his works that he was the truth, and that he came to bring the truth about God to fallen men. Jesus told the Jews who believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, 31 and 32. If we refuse to believe that Jesus is the truth, and that he taught men the truth, not just a truth, but the truth, we shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. With these great biblical truths in our minds, we can now understand why Paul wrote, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, think on these things." Philippians 4, 8. And what is true? If time permitted, it would be worth our efforts to examine the whole scheme of human redemption. But that would take far more time than I have in these few brief moments. It does need to be emphasized in passing, however, that the Bible is the truth which makes men free. It provides us with all things pertaining to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1, 3. When you hear preachers on television claiming to have received a special message from God Almighty, you can know for certain they are not telling the truth. God has revealed all truth which we need to have our sins forgiven and to live for God throughout our lives. Did not Jesus Christ promise to guide the apostles, not modern television evangelists, into all truth? John 16, 13. Paul gave us this assurance. All Scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. If God has given to man all he needs to become righteous in God's sight, why do we need so-called modern revelations? Besides, the charismatic revelations often contradict what the Bible so plainly teaches. What one preacher supposedly receives from God is the very opposite of what another preacher received. In addition, many of the messages they pretend to receive from God are nothing but pamphlet. My friends, we must believe and obey the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.